Mountaintop removal may be the latest method to get to coal, but over the years, the more traditional way has been to dig underground. And in West Virginia, there are thousands of underground mines that have been abandoned. Some of those mines opened up springs, and they're now being tapped as freshwater supplies for fish farms. Erica Celeste of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
Hidden deep in the hills of West Virginia, down a winding mountain road, along a forgotten dusty trail, next to an abandoned coal mine, is a most unexpected sight. There in the middle of nowhere looms a giant glass structure, like something from outer space. This is Lilybrook Trout Farm. Even more unusual than the farm itself is the source of its water. Project manager Matt Monroe says Lilybrook trout are raised in water bubbling up from an aquifer in the old coal mine.
I think people get the image of the fish running through the coal mines, but it's actually gravity flows out of the ground. We run it through some aeration and some nitrogen stripping towers, and then we run it down into our building through our fiberglass tank system.
A short walk behind the hatchery leads to the mouth of the mine and the elaborate system that gathers, purifies, and aerates the water. The water is then piped inside to a series of large round tanks, ranging in size from 10,000 gallons to 28,000 gallons. That's where the fish are raised. The mine behind Lilybrook closed in the 1950s after the coal ran out. Steve Miller, director of operations for the state's Department of Agriculture, says it would take another 40 years to realize the mine held another valuable resource.
This water kept boiling out of the mines. And they're always looking for some way to use that land that's not used anymore. The research showed that the water was clean enough and cold enough to sustain a trout operation. That gave them a good opportunity.
Most mines have a high sulfur content, which produces high sulfur water, which is toxic to fish. But southern West Virginia's coal mines are unique because they have low sulfur content. Project manager Matt Monroe says that and the water temperature make it a high-quality resource.
The temperature of it is one of the probably top points. Some of the other places that raise rainbow trout, some of the other states, use a lot of surface water, which basically in the summer months really warms up and it's real hard on the trout. There's low oxygen levels. The thing about this water being underground, it's basically the same temperature all year, around 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Water from the southern coal mines has been so ideal for raising fish that now 17 farms in West Virginia use the source. Most are raising rainbow trout, but a few are experimenting with other types of fish. One farm, for example, is experimenting with Arctic char, which is often used for sushi. Monroe says he's pleased with the results.
We're making very good use of post-mining land. We're using the water in an efficient way to raise farm-raised fish that are high quality, and they're very fresh because we bring them straight from our farms right to the processing plant.
Once processed, Lilybrook fish is sold to grocery stores, restaurants, and resorts. Monroe says they produce 40,000 pounds of fish a year, with sales around $200,000. Last year, statewide fish farms produced 115,000 pounds of fish, with sales around $580,000. That's down 30% from the previous year, but similar to the rest of the country's fish farms. Still, West Virginia Commissioner of Agriculture Gus Douglas is optimistic that the industry holds greater statewide potential.
We can get up to 1 million pounds of production here without too much problem at all.
We are always looking at resources and seeing if we can make a dollar out of it. And I have looked at southern West Virginia, I've looked at coal mining, and I think with planning, this is the future of West Virginia.
Douglas estimates the new industry will bring in as much as $5 million a year in the future. Though the industry isn't providing a lot of full-time jobs right now, he believes that will change as the farms grow. And state agriculture officials say more jobs could be on the way as other industries related to fish spring up. They also say that the over-harvesting of wild fish populations in the ocean could open up new commercial markets abroad, creating even greater potential for West Virginia's southern coal mining region. For Living on Earth, I'm Erica Celeste in Lego, West Virginia.